people still accuse he's just another politician now. I don't know where you stand about Trump. You need to get back to real politician like Ted Cruz. Whatever. Good Lord. Yeah, the seated president of the United States of America talking about what you and I talk about at dinner. Does that not strike any of you as kind of cool? And maybe the gloves, maybe Trump is cracked and maybe he's back? Because you and I sit around and talk about left-wing indoctrination in public schools. He just called them out and says that America's children have been poisoned in government-run schools their entire lives, and Antifa and BLM is the result of it. That's something that presidents don't say things like that. That's things that I say or you say. We say things like that. He just said it.
That's why he connects so well with the average voter, because he talks like us. That's things exactly like you said. That's the things that we said.
So I normally would not do this and play an entire presser, but this is historical, man. So he just called out, and now the fact that he even said, and this cancel culture, they want to cancel as if everything America. Look, I don't even think everything America has done is bad. I keep saying there is greatness in much of what we see. Even in modern day America, there's a lot to be thankful for. Look at the people that respond. Oh, wait, do you see the pictures? Maggie, remind me during the break to put the pictures that Rusty sent me from Dusonia. Rusty went to Lake Charles yesterday. You and I and Rusty and our repair crew went to your mom and dad's house, which is 30 miles north of Lake Charles in Ragley. We didn't actually get to the city of Lake Charles. Rusty went to Lake Charles. You know those giant metal power lines that we were told were down? We got pictures. Rusty sent me pictures of what it looks like when one of those 200-foot tall, ginormous metal structures that carries the high-tension power lines from a power plant to wherever it is that they go. You know those things you pass under in the interstates and highways and byways, and you see them and you go like, man, those things are huge. Those structures were toppled in southwest Louisiana, where Governor Napoleon Bell Bonaparte IV says, nothing much to see here, citizens. Move along. Put your dang masks on and be terrified of the corona bug. I'll give you an update. We'll talk about that in just a minute here. Back to El Presidente from yesterday. Again, this is the White House. It's not a press briefing. Kayleigh McEnany's finished. Trump follows out and says, I want to respond to Creepy Joe and the Democrats.
Gotten out of control. They're unable to control this radical left crazy movement, but we can control it very quickly, very, very quickly indeed. The only path to unity is to rebuild a shared national identity focused on common American values and virtues, of which we have plenty. This includes restoring patriotic education in our nation's schools, where they're trying to change everything that we've learned. What we've learned, in fact, what most of you have learned, they want to change it. They want to change it for whatever reason. Cancel culture, whatever you want to call it. At the same time, we must strictly and fully enforce our law and have no tolerance for anarchy and no tolerance, zero, for violence. Anyone who breaks the law should be arrested, prosecuted, and punished. This includes targeting law enforcement efforts to focus on Antifa, the left-wing domestic terror organization. The mission of Antifa is to spread terror in the U.S. population with the goal of getting Americans to give up to their agenda. This is how terrorist organizations have always operated. Biden won't even say the name Antifa. I don't believe he said it today. He made a speech, and he didn't mention that. He mentioned others,
now
but
listen.
He didn't mention Antifa. He mentioned law enforcement and mentioned the police, but he didn't mention Antifa. I wonder why. And if he cannot name the problem, there's no way that he'll solve the problem. You don't name it, you don't solve it. In fact, Biden would give Antifa exactly what it wants, the far-left policy agenda it's asking for. And if that happened, we don't have much of a country left. If you give violent extremists what they want, the violence doesn't go away. They gain new power to spread the terror nationwide.
Now listen to this part
about
the mob.
Our nation is extremely safe, by the way. You know, you only see the bad. You see Portland and Chicago, and you see what's happened in New York just in a very short period of time. It's horrible what's happened in New York. I love New York. I come from New York. And when I see, 4 years ago I left, and I could see that it was problems under this mayor. He's a terrible mayor, one of the worst. I can't say the worst. I mean, I've witnessed Portland. Hard to top him, but he's certainly one of the worst. And when I look at what's happening in New York and I look at what's happening in the city, and so quickly, it happened so quickly, it's a shame. Biden's strategy is to surrender to the left-wing mob, which is exactly what he's doing. I don't think he even knows what he's doing, and give them control over every lever of power in the United States government. But when you surrender to the mob, you don't get freedom, you get fascism. That's what happens in all cases. You take a look at Venezuela, look what's gone on there and other places. Biden is using mafia talking points. The mob will leave you alone if you give them what you want. That's what it is. The mob will leave you alone, give them what you want, but it doesn't work that way, because once you give them, they keep taking. What happens is you give and give and give and you take, and they no longer respect you. And that's what's happened with the Democrats, because I actually think they've lost control of these radical left maniacs. I think they've lost control.
Maniacs.
Because I don't think they feel that's helping them, when New York and Chicago and Portland and you look at Oakland and you look at Baltimore and you look at so many different places. And what's going on there, the top 10 are all run by Democrats, and you can go a lot further down the list than 10. In America, we will never surrender to mob rule, because if the mob rules, democracy is indeed dead. The reason we're continuing to see violence in left-wing cities today is that liberal politicians, mayors, prosecutors, and judges are refusing to enforce the law and put the rioters in jail. These are rioters. These are dangerous people. These are killers. They kill a lot of people. And they don't even think about it. They wake up the next morning, they don't even think about it. This is the extreme left's agenda for America. They want to appoint radical prosecutors, judges, and federal officials who will set criminals free. Their stated plan is to cut police funding, abolish cash bail, close down prisons, re-educate our children, preach left-wing social justice, establish a national sanctuary for criminal illegal aliens, and abolish the death penalty, even for cop killers. No one will be safe, and in fact, they want very much to let people in prison, like, as an example, the Boston bomber. They want to let everybody vote. If you're in prison, if you're the Boston bomber, they want you to have a vote. I don't know. I don't think that sells too well. My administration is a very different approach. We want states to work with us to deploy the National Guard to quell the unrest. All they have to do is call us. We will have the National Guard. We're prepared. We're ready to go no matter where they may call from. Any part of the country, East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter. We're ready to move immediately, as we did in Minneapolis, as we did. We are ready to move as quickly as you can imagine. Tomorrow I'm going to a place where we move very quickly. You know that, in Wisconsin, and we move very, very quickly. And as soon as we move, that was the end of that. It was very well behaved. I'll appoint more tough-on-crime prosecutors, support stiffer penalties and longer jail terms for rioters, and support effective policing methods that are proven to be great crime reducers. When you enforce the law, order follows, and we need order. We need order. You can't have cities run like these cities are run. They gave a little, then they gave a little, then they gave a little more, and all of a sudden they've lost these cities. But I'll get them back very quickly. All they have to do is say, please come in. As you know, they have to ask, unless we go a much tougher route, which we could, but you don't like to do that. They have to ask you to come in. When they ask me to come in, we'll be there within a matter of minutes. When I signed the executive order outlining 10-year prison sentences as an example for destroying monuments and statues, it immediately stopped. That was 3 months ago or so. I signed an order and it said 10 years in prison, 10 years if you knock down a statue. It immediately stopped. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen it happening for about that time. They were going to have a big march on Washington. They canceled that march. They said 10 years is too long. Before the outbreak of left-wing extremism, our strategy produced a historic reduction in violent crime in the last 2 years of the Obama administration. Murder increased 30% in major American cities, and we witnessed the largest two-year nationwide increase in murder in over a half a century. In the first 2 years of my presidency, the number of murders went down significantly. Earlier this year, we announced that Operation Legend, surging federal law enforcement to cities plagued by violent crime, and we did a lot of it. We did a lot of it very quietly, but we did a lot. Since the beginning of Operation Legend, we have conducted more than 1,000.
Okay, so he continues more on this line. Just wanted to give you the majority of that presser yesterday. And again, much of what you just heard is stuff that you and I say. It's not stuff the presidents say. Calling out the left-wing lunatics and calling them maniacs. Probably saying this is a mob. This is Tony Soprano showing up. Hey, Paulie, now you got a problem with the bad guys coming in and breaking glasses in your restaurant or there. You know what I'm saying there? You know, remember the scene from Goodfellas? Hey, you know, Paulie, you know these guys. You know, maybe you can, you know, give me a little help. You know, I don't want any trouble over here. I'm just trying to run my restaurant. You know, maybe, maybe he can help me. And Paul Servino goes, okay, all right. Hey, how much is joint taking every week? Give me some numbers. Give me the numbers. And the guy goes, I don't know, well, Paulie, I don't keep books like that, but I don't know, 25, 30 G's? All right, I'll tell you what. I protect the place. It's actually going to cost. It's expensive to get Mookie and Moose in here, you know, and to get these, rid of these guys. So I'll tell you what, you take 25, 30 in a week, and now you take 20 in a week. How about that? You know, you give Paulie the rest. Your restaurant's safe, though. You know, no problem. I'll come in and help you manage it. They cut to the next scene, and the dude's getting ready to kill himself, right? Because he gave in to the mob.